Okay, hello, my name is Magdalene Sobrino. I'm 19 years old. Today is November 30, 2018. Here I am with my friend Christian, and we are at Orlando, Florida, and I'm gonna I'll be asking some questions to him. So let's start. Well, Christian, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Okay, one of my happiest memories definitely has to do with golf, since golf is the one sport I play that, God-given talent. And I think that one of the happiest moments I still remember today, when I was 8 years old, I'm pretty sure that most of you people that are listening to me right now don't know much about golf, but I had the last hole I was competing for a qualifier for a tournament that was worldwide, and that one hole that I do remember was the decision making hole, and able to win to qualify for the worldwide tournament when I was 8. So that was definitely one of my most memorable moments.
That's great, Christian. That's really great. Keep going with that. Yeah. Okay. So, what are you most grateful for?
Oh, definitely my family. I've grown up the right way thanks to them. They taught me the right values, and I'm just glad they're still alive nowadays, and I love them so much.
That's really good. I love my family too. Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Yes.
Maybe in high school, maybe, I don't know.
No, definitely in high school.
Okay.
One of the dumbest things, I mean, it's not just one thing, it's just that I regret not being the way I am right now when I was in high school.
If not,
I wouldn't have as many, I wasn't as close with my graduating class.
Okay.
But now
you missed
it. I wouldn't say I changed, but I am kind of like a different person in
okay.
the way of talking, expressing myself, and
way
of
thinking.
You have
more confidence
yes.
in yourself? That's good. You changed for good.
Thank you. that's definitely it. I just hope to keep it like that for the rest of my life, right?
Okay, that's good. Okay, the next question will be, what are you proudest of personally, professionally in your life?
Definitely golf and academics.
Okay.
High school, I graduated with a really high GPA. Sadly, I didn't graduate with a 4.0 because I missed off by 1% in a quarter of a semester. But that's just part of it.
I know the struggle.
Yeah, but other than that, all my golf career, I'm happy about it. I'm going to compete in Chile in January of 2019, so...
Good luck with that.
It's going to be a highlight. I love traveling, so...
Okay. New goals for a new year, so that's good.
Exactly.
We're not, 2019, we're almost in December, right?
Jeez, yes.
Yeah, it's ending. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
Jeez.
It could be a teacher, it could be, I don't know, your mother, somebody that... It's important to you.
I would say it's definitely my dad. He's one of the biggest role models I ever had in my life. He's a very hard worker. I really do aspire to be like him in whatever professional career I become, whether it's golf, whether it's medicine. But yeah, my dad is definitely one of the biggest role models in my life, and I don't think that'll ever change my opinion. So,
okay.
That's it.
Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents, if they're alive?
Yeah, all my grandparents are alive. My great-grandparents.
That's a good luck because, yeah.
No, yeah, you gotta
yeah.
be happy with while they're here because, you know, you never know when their life ends. But all I can say is that they make the best food. My grandparents make the best food I've ever eaten. So I'm just happy for that. And I only got to know both of my great grandmothers. Both of my great grandfathers died right before I was born, maybe a couple of weeks before. But my great grandmothers were, I was really close with the one on my mother's side, and I really felt sad after, you know, she passed away when I was 8.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, but I, yeah, I still believe she's around here and she's taking care of me wherever she is. And definitely my grandparents, I feel happy that they're still here, and
I just, you know, love them much, because when they, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know it's gonna come really hard, but
I just have one grandmother left, and it's bad when, you know.
Does she cook good at least?
I'm sorry?
Does she cook good?
Yeah, but she's far away, so it's hard, you know.
Yeah, same, yeah. I feel it. We're up in UCF and
back
from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know how this is. So
cool. My last question will be, what's your major and why you choose your major?
Ooh, okay. So I'm a biomed major. I do want to be the first doctor of my family, because my family is filled with a lot of engineers, and my dad, my parents, the first
thing. I'm studying engineering, so okay.
Yeah, like, no offense.
You know about the struggle.
No, but my parents said, don't study engineering. It's
okay.
A very hard major for them, and it wasn't really like worth it for what they, I don't know, like.
Okay.
Like, my dad is an engineering major, but he's mostly, he has like two businesses, so he runs,
he's more of a businessman than
an engineer.
Oh, wow.
But they don't want me to go through that struggle. They want me to try different stuff. They want me to be the first doctor, and I grew up.
But you like, that in mind. You like?
I like sciences a lot.
Okay.
So that's important. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So I like working with people as well, so I'm pretty sure that'll be my perfect fit.
Okay, well, thank you, Christian. This will be my interview. My name is Magdalena Sobrino Almanzar. And yeah, thank you so much. We are from Puerto Rico. We just transferred here to UCF. And yeah, we're enjoying here our time this semester. Yeah.
Go Knights.
Go Knights. Ciao, John. Bye. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, MVP. Yay, we did it the first time.
Okay.
Are you sure you're finished recording? Yes. Okay, yeah.